Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah. And it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs, and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak to
each other.
Your
mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Doesn't show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Use a responsible HMV. New music starts here.
Only one song could topple this from the top spot in your top seven most requested. All will be revealed in just a second. Eminem at two.
Yo, this is Slim Shady. You're listening to Music Response on XFM.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. A lot of people are waiting for the holiday tradition that's coming today, the Hamburger James story.
All right.
But before that, last time we have this year to pull out an old favorite. Rob, excuse me, I almost forgot you. Dolores.
Yeah.
Dolores, yes, Dolores wearing what today is about as holiday as holiday can get.
Wearing his Mrs. Claus outfit. It's time.
It's time for Dialing for Tempest Nights with Robin.
Here we go.
As his alter ego of Dolores, messing with the minds of phone sex guys.
Here we go.
Lots of fun with Don and Mike and all round eyes.
There he is.
Hello, dear friends.
Dolores Spiewak.
Is that white fur on the collar?
Yes, it is. And there's sequins, although you really can't see them in this lighting.
Nobody dials for transvestites better than Rob.
It has been a while.
And I think we have an actual, excuse me, we have two actual TV lines. We have one dial for transvestite lines.
Right.
And a dial real she-males line.
Very good.
Which would you like, Robbie?
I think let's start with TVs and
let's see what
happens.
Nine.
Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, because as you know, it is the holidays.
How are you, Dolores?
Lonely.
Ooh, I'm so glad you called, because I'm ready to let go. Ooh, this wet, nasty tranny action is brought to you by CCI.
Tranny action.
$5.99 per minute.
Finally, actually dialing for transvestite.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hang up now.
Now.
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Some weird voices on this line.
Hi.
If you do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to one of our sexy phone babes
for a
hot one-on-one conversation.
All right.
$4.99 per minute.
Let's make it happen.
Welcome, baby.
Hello, baby.
We're glad you joined us. We have many new options for you to select.
That sounds like Robin Roberts.
So listen carefully.
Hi there. Thanks for calling ESPN. Baby.
Stimulating one-on-one.
Stimulating one-on-one.
Two-on-one sessions with beautiful girls. Virtual chat rooms. Steamy recorded fantasies.
What do we got to do?
Or make a
just
date.
Just tell us what to push.
Hot adult dateline. So sit back, relax.
Relax.
And pick your pleasure from the following menu.
I'd watch Adult Dateline.
Select number one for sizzling action with beautiful big-breasted blondes, sexy brunettes, and young, barely legal college cuties. We've got what you need. The hot girl fantasy menu. Press 2.
You don't want that.
These girls just can't wait.
We just want whatever whore is available.
Press 2 now. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3.
First available.
To talk to mistresses who specialize in particular erotic fetishes, press 1. No matter how sick and wicked, naughty or nice,
menus are ridiculous.
Thank you, sexy.
So many choices.
Remember, you can push the star key.
Now, don't forget, let me slip in. You're on the air.
Right.
Please hold on a second as we connect
girls,
you.
The star
I
key.
Know you'll enjoy the call.
Star key to change
I believe
horse.
That's what they just
make
said.
Make yourself comfortable.
Sure, star key.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
All right, Dolores.
Richard Stark.
You're gorgeous.
My only request is that you get him to make you some eggs and dice the tomatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't hang up.
And, of course, get
she'll
angry at them when they laugh.
A few more seconds.
You know what we like.
So
all the things
back.
We enjoy.
Truly a treat for me and Mike more than for you, for the listeners.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
and, of course,
sweetie.
I love requests, so toss them as you go.
Make yourself comfortable.
I am.
Come on.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
Christ.
Yeah, you're gorgeous.
A throwaway
girl.
If you get the time.
Ready to talk.
Have
them
exercise.
Right. So don't hang out.
Thank you, Buzz.
She'll be with you in just a few.
How about
few
some BM
more
talk also?
All right.
So lie back.
Come on. What are you on, mic four?
Yeah, you know, this is funny. It's almost like they don't even want to get to the callers.
You have to get
ready for some fun conversation.
Try the style.
Your gorgeous dream girl is getting ready to talk with you.
They're getting ready.
They're getting ready. Okay.
Here we go. Come on.
Mr. Victoria speaking.
Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Is that okay? You're on the air.
Speak up for me. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
I said Mr. Victoria. Who am I speaking with?
Ah.
Yeah.
Tis I.
And who are you?
Who am I, indeed? But Dolores.
Dolores.
Yes.
Hello, Dolores.
Hello, Vicky. May I call you Vicky?
You may call me Vicky.
Indeed. How are we today?
Feeling really good today.
Yeah. Not me.
Not you.
No.
And reason why?
I hate the holidays.
Because?
I feel as out of place as I feel throughout the other 11. When the 12th month rolls around, I am out of place. Everyone looks at me funny. What?
Out of money, too.
No. Got lots of money.
Okay.
I made a killing in the market.
Tell her what you're wearing, though. You're Santa Claus, Mrs.
Wonderful.
Santa Claus.
Would you like to hear what I'm wearing?
Please enlighten me.
Okay. Are you sitting down?
Very. I'm sitting down.
Okay, please stand.
Stand.
Thank you. How's that? Nice?
Yeah.
You happy? Can I get you something to drink? I'm kidding, of course. I'm wearing a red velvet bustier trimmed in ermine. Huh? Nice.
That's nice.
Right. It's got a lot of spangles in it, sequins. Very, very nice. The skirt is short. Very short. And it's green leather.
It's green leather?
Yes. And the heels are so pointy, you can't even stand it.
Is that right?
Yeah. How would you like to guess how tall I am?
How tall are you?
Come on, guess. Let's make this fun.
Okay.
Guess.
Since you want to turn this into a little game.
Yeah, I like games. You like games,
okay.
Sweetheart? Yes. Yes.
I'm guessing you're about 6
higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
6 foot 2.
Taller. I'm 6 foot 8. 380 pounds.
Incredible.
Yeah. Big guy, and it's all shoulders.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's and tell me about you. How tall are you?
I stand about 5'8", 5'9".
Wow, and 260?
I'm sorry?
How fat are you?
I stand about 180.
Yeah, I like them fat.
Really?
Yeah. You sure you're not closer to 240?
I'm close. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I like that.
We finally got one that's not lying. Right. Ask her about her BMs, Robbie.
You know, you're a big girl. You like to eat?
Yes, I
do. Yeah, me too. I'll get into it later, but tell me about your BMs.
Sorry?
Don't be sorry, honey. Never be sorry. Tell me about your BMs.
Oh, wow. So you wonder what I look like.
What's that?
You want to know what I look like?
No, I want to know what they look like. Don't you know what a BM is?
I have no idea, not a clue.
All right, let me walk you down this road, all right?
Please.
This path, as it were.
Exactly. Okay.
You get up in the morning, right?
Yes.
And you have an urge, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you go and you take care of that urge.
Nice.
Nice? A nice BM, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
On the toilet?
Speak in my term.
Okay. Okay, I'll speak in your term.
Acceptable around here.
Duh.
Oh, dear.
No. You see, listen, Dim, what you do is you go into the bathroom, right?
Exactly.
And you satisfy an urge, right?
An orange?
An urge.
God, an urge.
You are dumb. You are a dumb fat one, aren't you?
I'm dumb?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Really?
Yeah, but I like them dumb. That's okay. Dumb and fat. You sweat a lot?
How dare you speak to me this way?
Why do you want me to speak to you?
I am a mistress. I am a higher being.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You're a big, fat, sweaty being is what you are. Do you have a dictionary? Do you have books? Do you know what a book is?
No.
Okay. I want you to go get a book. Find a book and find one and put the spine part to the left side, okay? So then it's facing up. Then you open it up and it's called a dictionary, right? And you look up BM.
Oh, we have jokes today, don't we?
What's that?
Oh, honey, if you have dates, I'm going to transfer you to somebody who listens to hair, okay?
Please do, you big, fat, sweaty hog.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
She didn't like you, Dolores.
No.
I hope the next one can cook for you a little bit.
We finally got one of those pigs to tell us what she really looks like.
Yeah, and the she did not like being called dumb.
She was 5'6 and 180.
She didn't know what a BM was.
No.
Well, that's just as well.
Oh, I think she probably knew somewhere in the back of her mind.
She's on a first name basis, probably.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Victoria. Who's this?
Hi, Victoria. This is the Baron.
The Baron?
Yes. The Baron of BM.
The Baron of BM?
Yeah, did we just speak?
No, we did not.
I believe we maybe did. Are you 5'8", 180?
No.
Yes, you are. You're the big, fat, sweaty hog, aren't you? Do you know what a BM is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I think you're the same one. Didn't you just speak to Dolores? You remember me. 6'8", 380?
Do you really think this is the same girl?
It's the same name. Victoria. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
No.
Let's get down to business. Can you cook for me?
There you go, Robbie.
What kind of food?
Well, it is the holidays, and I've got a terrific eggnog fetish going on. Can you make eggnog?
Yeah, I know how to make eggnog.
All right, walk me through it.
Would you ask her to call you,
walk
Dolores?
Walk you through eggnog.
Yeah, and here's what you need to do. You need to tell me how you're going to make eggnog, and you need to call me Dolores.
Dolores.
Did you want to hear what I'm wearing?
Sure.
I'm wearing the naughtiest Santa outfit you've ever seen.
Are you looking for a mistress, or are you looking for a hot girl?
I'm looking for some eggnog.
You're looking for some, you know, the party line.
Take control.
What's this now?
Party line.
Party line. No, what I want is you being subservient to me.
Subservient.
Dolores. So can you make the eggnog?
No, I don't know how to make it.
Okay, now there is just a tangle of lies. Because not 1 minute ago you said you knew how to make eggnog. What sort of detestable cur are you?
I know how to buy eggnog.
Yeah, okay. I bet you know how to get everything with cash, right? But you know how to sell some things with cash, too, right?
And I know how to spend cash. Make cash.
You big lady, you big cash mover, hanging on the corner with all your whore friends.
Oh, dear.
How fat are you?
I'm not fat. I'm 125 pounds.
Yeah, okay. 125 from the neck up. You know what you are? You are thick set and dim witted. Move me on to someone else. You're no use to me. You're of no use.
He's a jerk. I hear in the background. He's a jerk.
I'm trying to move on.
He's a jerk.
You hear that? Yeah, he's
hello?
A jerk.
Hi.
Don and Mike
Hi.
Show.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
You're on the air.
This is Dolores. Who's this?
Well, this is Trisha, the operator. What type of call are you looking for, sir, this afternoon?
I'm looking for a sex call.
Okay. Okay. What's your name again?
Dolores.
Dealer?
No, listen. You get paid to listen, don't you?
So this is the operator.
Right.
What type of call are you looking for this evening?
What are you wearing?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call, okay?
No.
This is a first.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you over to one of our hot blondes, okay? You hold on one moment.
Great, a hot blonde. That'd be good.
He's alienated all of them.
Wow. This is, for all the times we've done this bit, this is a first, Robbie. You almost had the operator hanging up on you. A
lot of anger.
Because remember,
hi!
Don and Mike, you're on the radio.
Is Tiffany, is that?
Hi, Tiffany. I bet you that's your real name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a hot blonde?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm actually a dirty blonde.
Wow, I bet. Maybe we should get some soap over to you.
What? The looking of everybody on this show.
I suppose if we had a contest, I'd win.
Yeah.
You would win going, hands down, I think.
I'm not proud of that.
Right. Especially when you wear your Ben Franklin glasses, like you have on today.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you dudes doing?
Hey, dude.
I was just going to say one thing. If you do go down there, I would recommend, because I've been there quite a bit.
If we go where, sir?
Tonight.
You mean if we go down there? You know, what do you mean if we go down
Wait,
there?
Wait, listen, we're going to this place to do the show tonight.
This is more for
you know,
your,
can I just
listeners.
Say we are tweaking this up? It is a little bit of a joke when we're talking about the Doors and the whole nine yards, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Love, exciting, and...
This is your mic. This is your guy, Mike.
I'm not going to laugh at him today. I'm going to refuse to laugh at him today.
You're not burned out on this guy yet?
No, I'm not laughing, you see? Because I don't think it's funny anymore.
Oh, you're laughing. You're such an easy laugh. Oh, I had to hang up on him. That guy's got an expiration date on those phone calls, man. Really, that guy calls like every day singing a different TV theme.
Badly.
Oh, man.
But he pleases you.
Yes, he does.
Cut his space.
He does cut his space singing. I tried not to. It's when it gets into that high register that I kind of lose it.
Boy. You are very satisfied.
Ah, it is satisfied.
When he calls the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, what about Big Mac? He's kind of injured, isn't he?
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I read in the article said it was a tight hamstring, so he'd probably be back in one game.
They pulled him out in the fifth inning. Fifth inning of his game last night. You know what I say to him? I say, take more of that android stuff.
Anderson, let him slam it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know that stuff, that steroid stuff that he takes,
right?
That is supposed to help.
Andro.
It is supposed to help, like, with the pulled muscles and stuff like that.
Well, that's Sammy's right. Not taking advantage of it. You know, Sammy's not hitting any home runs. Come on, Sammy!
Yeah. Just wanted to say I love you guys and rock on.
Thank you.
Later.
It's turned out to be a very boring bet thus far, the McGuire versus Sosa bet.
I find myself reflecting on it, though. I was watching the sports last night, and I always find, you know, myself looking for the Cubs game, seeing if Sosa did it, and then as soon as I find out he didn't hit a home run, I start playing this little scene in my
mind. Dennis Murphy showing up at your door.
I mean, really, of how wonderful it'll be.
Hello. Well, that's the picture that went through my mind when I read in the newspaper that McGuire was out in the fifth inning with a hamstring.
Because it's, you know, it's good to have the bet. It's good to talk about it. But when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, who wants Dennis Murphy spending the night at their house?
Yeah, the entire night, waking up. What I'm worried about is morning.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
The morning after.
That's right.
Dennis Murphy morning after.
Kids are going to be at grandma's that weekend.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike show.
Yep.
Hold on. You know, that these lines are all like just crapping out. Hello.
Hello there, man.
Hey, my friend.
I've had a horrible splashback incident to relate to you.
Splashback?
Splashback.
What is splashback?
Well, I was had to go to the bathroom real bad, and I went to a...
Oh, splashback.
Yeah. And it was a urinal in a convenience store, kind of funky.
Oh.
And I went, as I was going, and I don't know, it must have bounced off the after-dinner mint or something, but a couple of big old drops right on the...
Oh. Wait a minute, hold on. You were going, number one, at a urinal, and you urinated on the urinal cake, and it flew all the way back up on your...
What did you do, have your mouth open?
Well, I was going, and it had to go for a while.
So you were like, say ah.
The first impulse, once it hits your tongue, is to swallow it.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
Of course, I look down, there's nothing but these hairs and I can't talk about it.
Jesus. Thank you.
I can't talk about it.
Thank you.
You know, we let him go, because he sounded like he knew what he was doing. Splashback, not flashback, splashback.
Splashback.
Backsplash.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I have a theory about that. You know, on the first warm day when it gets really hot out and we use the urinal, you become aware of the fact that you probably wouldn't be aware with long pants that every time you're peeing, there is splash factor.
Oh, sure.
And you don't really know that until you pee at a urinal in a pair of shorts. And then you realize that, oh, my God. And then you kind of rearrange for it. But when you have long, it's so fine, you can't even see it.
Every time I pee.
Right.
Every time I pee, I come out of the urinal with a big wet spot. Right in my crotch area. I don't know if it's that I don't shake properly.
You don't wait. You're impatient. You don't wait till the mission is completely finished.
And a lot of times when I go off my deck, if I'm wearing like a sweatsuit that's made of that plastic stuff.
Oh, no.
When I come inside, I notice I put my feet up, I sit back down, I put my feet up, and I notice like that the bottoms of my pants, a little damp.
Oh, okay.
Because of the slats on the deck.
Yeah, well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, when you get that wet spot, you ever fill up your car with gas, and if you're in a hurry... And, you know, you fill it, and it goes click, and it shuts off.
And then it spurts over?
And then you just should wait a minute. You should wait a minute before you pull the nozzle out.
Well, see, what always happens to me is that when it clicks, I always go up, and I always just think, well, I could use just a little more. So I give it a little extra, and then it spurts out on me.
Spurts out, but even if you stop when it clicks, and you have to wait, because if you pull it out right away, you're going to get the dribble effect.
Don't pull it out too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you think that I always have a big wet spot on my pants.
Sometimes, you know, it's just, you wait that extra second, or it's the extra shake, just to make double sure.
Well, a lot of times, even when I shake, I still get it. I don't know why. I really do. I stand there, I shake it so much that it ends up being another act I'm shaking it so much.
So you do wait? You actually do wait?
And then not always.
It's the teaser driblet, then. It's just way up there and just kind of goes,
it's like, it's that one droplet that's in the impossible to reach spot, I guess.
I hear it's really common with a one-foot senior.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. As a matter of fact, the other day when we did the ugly breast contest,
right?
When I went out to the bathroom, when there was a lobby full of the 20 women out there.
On the floor.
I noticed. What?
They were on the floor.
Yes, the women were on the floor. Thank you, Buzz. When I came out of the bathroom, I was standing there washing my hands and looking at myself in the mirror, and I realized, oh, my God, I've got a gigantic wet spot right in my crotch area. So what I had to do was grab some paper towels,
right.
And I tried to make it very nonchalant when I came out of the bathroom. It's like I was drying my hands with the paper towels, but really using the paper towels
to cover up the wet spot?
To cover the huge wet spot.
So you got in here where it was safe, where nobody looks.
Right, well.
Where nobody cares.
You guys look, you just don't tell.
Of course, the sales guys here at the station, when they wash their hands, for whatever reason, I think they cup their hands and then just dump the water right out onto the counter. And if you're not paying attention and you want to get extra close, like to look at a nose hair or something like that, and then you pull away.
Yeah, you get the splash effect.
God, then you've got the whole little streak of water, which looks like you've wet your pants.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, this is Rob. We're in front of the Nation for your Las Vegas house show.
The doors don't even open until 6 o'clock, my friend.
Hold on, a bus is coming by. Yeah, absolutely right. The doors are not open.
Right, they don't open for 2.5 more hours.
Yeah, but we know that the demand is going to be so huge that we needed to get down here early.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, also, oh, no, listen, thank you.
Also heard there's a good strip joint down there, so you can probably while away a few hours.
Yeah, around the corner. I believe the address, no.
Don't forget, tonight's show at Nation will be...
Live.
Totally live.
Live.
100% live show tonight.
All right.
We will see you there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. This is just somebody who's not paying attention.
Or being a prankster.
A bad prankster if they're being a prankster.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, boo. Oh.
Embarrassed. Oh.
Boo.
Well, I do have a grudging amount of respect for those people that call and realize maybe 15 or 20 seconds into it
right.
that they're in over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have those people just hang up.
The panic callers.
And move along than try to stay on the line and save it.
Yeah, people that are just sitting there saying, I can't do this. Click.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
Computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. Yep. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show. Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. This is this is Don and Mike, your radio friends.
The listener's friends. Hey, Don, if you're having those dribbles after you pee, you know, it might be prostate trouble. You might have to have somebody give you the old finger and check it out.
Oh, einen finger.
I don't think so, baby.
When do you have to start thinking about that? What age?
When your buzz's age.
Right, 45, 50, right in there?
When your buzz's age. Yeah, Mike, I'm still way too young for that, and so are you, my friend.
Yes, I am. I am much too young for that. Much too young to have the finger exam soon.
That could be fun, though.
Could be fun. Maybe for you it'd be fun. Not fun for me.
Bend over and drop your pants, Mr. Babar.
And definitely not fun for the doctor.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, it depends on the doctor, I would think.
If he was giving me the exam, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah. All right, there we go, yeah. Man, looking forward to this exam.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It must be, you know what it is? I didn't even notice. It's low pressure. Low
pressure
raining. System.
It's raining like holy shit out there. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, my friend.
Hey, I got a solution for your pants problem there. What you do is on your way out, or before you go out, dry your hands on the front of your pants and mumble something about damn out of paper towels again.
Oh, so you mean wet the entire front of the pants area?
Sure. Make sure you leave a hand imprint there, patting your pockets as you walk out and go, son of a bitch, I'm going to get that... Get the janitor as soon as I see him.
Okay, all right. I think I'd rather live through the embarrassment of just having the little wet spot rather than douse myself.
Well, it's not like that wet spot goes away quickly, too, because it comes from the inside.
Speaking of that, when I was in the Navy, we used to have somebody observe you while you were given a urine test.
Yeah.
And my chief, you know, they wear the khakis, right? And he would stand there to make sure that you weren't putting something into a specimen bottle. I mean, you'd be surprised what would go into specimen bottles. But while he was standing there, as soon as I finished, I would turn and wash my hands and then sprinkle towards his pants and let him have the effect.
Well, sounds like you had a good time in the Navy.
Wonderful. Mikhail, this is Binghamton.
Captain Binghamton.
Binghamton.
Carpenter, I've got to urinate.
Carpenter, that was the name of his assistant.
That's right.
Who I always thought was queer.
Carpenter!
Right, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the tall guy kind of looked like Fred Willard on Mikhail's Navy.
Exactly what he looked like. That's right, that's right. And I always thought they might have had a thing. Tim Conway and him might have had a thing going on.
Hello.
Hello, Donovan.
Mikhail. You ever seen the Tom Arnold McHale's Navy?
No, I saw 5 seconds of it. I was so angry I turned it off.
It's awful.
It's the worst.
It's awful. And poor Ernest Borgnine, who I guess has no money left.
Right.
He does like a cameo.
So sad.
He's playing an admiral.
Do you remember the reaction we had when we found out that he was getting the role Tom Arnold of McHale?
McHale!
Come on, McHale!
Hello.
Joe Flynn.
Mikhail. Joe Flynn, what a great character actor he was, man. They don't have guys like that. You know, you do not see guys. That's one thing you do not see anymore is guys like that. The guys with the horn-rimmed glasses. There's another guy that was in all those old movies that had his hair slicked back, and it was just like, well, oh, yes, hello. And they were always the same.
Do you remember? You're not included in this, Rob, because I know you probably know the answer. Do you remember the name of the Japanese guy that worked for Mikhail?
Fuji.
Right.
Yeah. Fuji. Oh, yeah.
Right. Fuji.
Yeah, and they were always, so, you know, protecting Fuji, hiding Fuji. Fuji was always doing things for him, you know.
It was great. Fuji was always, like, working their, they had, like, a still going. They'd be right. making booze, or they'd be making calendars with right. girls with bikinis on them and stuff. And Fuji would be in a grass hut printing these things out like crazy. Oh, here come Binghamton. You better hide me, Mikhail.
Fuji, go behind the ammo dump. Come on.
Mikhail.
Captain Binghamton.
What a surprise.
Pleasure to see you.
Real PT boats, too, they used on that show.
Mikhail Navy's one of those shows, and I never really liked it when it was out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't generally like it now, but I have very fond memories of that show.
It was a warm, fuzzy show. It was a show that made you feel good. I'm not sure exactly why. And a show that also, when they were on the PT boat, you know, that you would see the establishing shot of the PT boats coming into the dock, which I think they shot like one time a year. Uh-huh. And then anytime you'd see them on the PT boat, it would be standing up there with like the worst blue screen.
Fake background.
Wasn't even blue screen. They put them in back of like a movie screen, you know, with the ocean shaking around in back of them.
Mikhail. I guess the reason I know so much about Mikhail's Navy is because back in the day,
right,
when there were only like five TV channels that you could get,
and it was a prime come home from school show.
Yeah, many times Mikhail's Navy would be your number one option.
That's right.
You know, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, now you come home, you got 300 damn choices. Back then, you had channel 4, 5, 7, 9, and 20.
Mikhail's Navy, The Wild Wild West, Hogan's Heroes. Those were my top three.
Mm-hmm. I was Batman, of course. Number one Batman.
Well, yeah, I think Wild Wild West was, didn't that come on before?
It was more of a Saturday morning show, though. I think that generally your everyday shows, your after school shows were like Batman, Munsters.
Yeah. Yeah, the
Addams Family.
Yeah, but I think that actually Wild Wild West was a primetime show in the evening.
I'm only talking about like, you know, 4:30 after school time.
With Artemis Gordon and Dr. Lovelace.
Scary little midget.
Oh, we were talking about how scary he was the other day.
Excuse me.
Little person.
Dwarf. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just in case Scott's listening.
Right.
I thought Scott was going to call us. Scott, the argumentative dwarf. I thought he was going to call and book his dwarfing band on the show.
Yeah, he's supposed to, but Tree Frog Live?
Tree Frog High.
Tree Frog High.
Mm-hmm. Never heard another word from him. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, then, Mike?
Great.
Anyway, you know, be a man. Quit the shaking it, man. Just ring it out.
Oh, come on.
Ring it out.
Not on my show. I could, because I have a foot long, so. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know, there's a little poem about that dribbling thing.
No matter how hard you shake and dance, the last three drops always land in your pants. Know it well, sir. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Have you guys forgotten about stuff like Speed Racer for Saturday mornings?
Speed Racer was an excellent after-school show. Excellent. Like 4 o'clock on Channel 20 was Speed Racer time.
I never got into the Speed Racer. I never got... Johnny Quest was a Saturday morning show.
Right. Johnny Quest was prime time Saturday morning. Right. Speed Racer was like 4:30 every day on Channel 20.
I remember coming home and sneaking upstairs saying I was watching Speed Racer and Ultraman, but actually watching Dark Shadows.
Oh, Dark Shadows was great. Yeah.
I went to college with a guy who was in the remake of Dark Shadows.
Barnaby Jones, wasn't that the vampire's
Barnabas.
Name on that show?
Barnabas.
Oh, Barnaby Jones was, what's his name? Was Jed Clampett.
Right. Yes. You know, I said Dark Shadows was good, but no. Now, thinking back, it was always a tremendous letdown. It was always no payoff. It was very disappointing.
But it was a soap opera.
Yeah, it was a soap opera, you know, with teeth, and it just didn't work.
It was cheesy, but, you know, it was an alternative. It was something spooky.
Scary. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I wanted to talk to the guys about if they remember a show called Ultraman.
Sure, yeah, Japanese show.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cheesy.
Stuff.
Very cheesy. Your radio's up too loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hello. Those years and years of Ultraman has conditioned him not to turn his radio down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling out here from California. Listen to you guys at KHTK Sacramento.
Yeah!
Las Vegas-style show is going to be playing anywhere out here where I can pick it up on the radio.
Pardon me, come again?
Is the Las Vegas-style show tonight going to be broadcast anywhere out here where I can pick it up on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Just hit your scan button.
Would that stay on KHTK?
No. Hit your scan button all night tonight.
Yeah, we go on stage about 8:30, and about that time, you know, that would, you know, figure out the time change, and then hit your scan button, and you should hear the complete broadcast of the Las Vegas-style show.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
We already have a winner in our dumbest caller game.
Yeah.
Please, no more calls.
Yeah, what time? Yeah.
Please, we have a winner. Tonight's show will be...
live.
Totally live. Thank you, Eric. Hello. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike here.
Don and Mike, it's Uncle Skip from Washington. Don, you remember me better as Niedermeyer.
Oh, hello, Niedermeyer.
What's going on, guys?
Are you on a... Are you on a speaker, Niedermeyer?
Oh, hold on. I think I'm speaker. I'm in my car. Just wanted to say hello. Mike hadn't talked to you in ages.
Hi.
Don, say hello, but I was listening to your podcast, Don, and I used to experience...
I have no idea who this guy is.
And what I found I would do is after I did the shake thing, I would just relax. And
Mike, it's Niedermeyer.
As if I was putting it back in my pants, but not actually doing so. And when you do that relax action...
It was probably somebody we met a long time ago.
Right.
Right. You know, still clinging to that memory, you know, that we're their friends.
Sure.
Okay, hey, thanks, Niedermeyer.
You're the greatest, Niedermeyer.
See ya.
See you later, Mike.
Goodbye, Niedermeyer. My friend. Niedermeyer.
Hello.
You know, the weird thing is, I'll see the guy, and I will recognize him, and I'll know exactly who it is. And it's like, you guys busted on me. Well, sorry, Niedermeyer.
Hello.
Buzz is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay. Hello. Very timely.
Not a mic show.
Donnie.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, got a little solution for your wet spot at your wet spot.
Yes.
When I realized I wasn't a flat belly anymore, that my abs had turned to flabs, I realized I needed to unbutton the top button on my pants in addition to the zipper, and it took the wet spot away. Hopefully it won't take your wet spot away except your wet spot.
You mean because it freed up the plumbing down there a little bit?
You got it, because the whole thing was so jam-packed, because, of course, I didn't want to wear those 32 waists like I should. I wanted to stick into them 30s, and there was so much kind of pressure behind there.
I'm a big believer in that. If you have too much pressure with your pants, if your belt's pulled too tight or if your pants are too tight, it will affect the plumbing down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I'll check it out tonight. Today I have on my 36s.
I did. It's a bucking fad. Try it one more time.
You mean we're bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. That was horrible. Don't try the Tig Old Biddies game with us, okay? We're the masters of that.
I mean, first you're manic and you're yelling it in there and you're confusing us.
Oh, okay.
You rucking freetard.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I will check that theory out, though, today.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm right between wearing, like, a size 36 and a size 34. Today I have the 36 jeans on.
Right.
Which are just a little loose on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I will check it out and see if in fact... I still spill.
That might be a factor. I think when there's pressure, you know, that's what happens.
Hello. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you can talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you can. And what they'd like you to do before you speak with them is they'd like you to turn your radio down.
Okay, I did.
But first, please tell me what you'd like to speak to them about.
Oh, about the wet, cleaning up the wet
what?
Spot.
What?
Cleaning up the wet spot. About, you know, ringing their jimmy.
How come so many idiots call us? I mean, how come? How come so many idiots call us?
Because they can.
I guess so.
That's the reason. Because they can.
Yep. So you still want to talk to them?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second, please. All right, this would just be a little exercise to see, really, just how dumb that guy is. Okay, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Who's this?
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Hi, what you want to talk about? What's your topic?
Cleaning up your jimmy.
Oh, you mean about the wet spot?
Right.
Yeah, hey, yeah, great call. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's a terrific idea. Thank you.
Hey, wait up.
What?
All you need to do is carry your extra tissue, and then when you pull it out...
Hold on, I got to put you back on hold. I think the screener might talk to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Down on my show.
Hey, so what you need to do is pull out your...
No. They put you on hold. They must have put you on hold for a reason. What did you want to talk to them about?
Cleaning up their jimmy.
Pardon me?
Cleaning up their jimmy.
Did you talk to Don and Mike?
I don't know.
What do you mean jimmy? Jimmy who?
No. You know when they're talking about the wet spot?
No.
Okay, when they...
Have you been on the air with Don and Mike?
Not that I know of.
Who is Jimmy?
What?
What? What's Jimmy?
No, when they're cleaning up their jimmy.
Do you need to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes.
All right, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Okay, hold on a
second.
There
is no Jimmy on the show, though.
Hold on, let's talk to Don and Mike.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Oh, Patrick, what can we do for you today on the Don and Mike Show?
I'm just trying to help you guys out. So when you take a whiz, usually you carry around a...
Whoa, hold on just a second there, okay?
Did you say whiz?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
All righty. Okay, I got to go.
Okay, all right, hold on. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Did, somebody was put on hold. Are you the guy that used the profanity with Don and Mike?
No.
Did you just say whiz?
Yeah, but that's not a profanity.
Oh, yes, it is.
Can't say that.
It's one of the seven big ones.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
That they put you on hold because of that. But if they might get back to you. If they get back to you, please don't use the profanity, please.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Well, Patrick, you're on the Don and Mike Show. What can we do for you today?
Okay, so what I was trying to finish was, what I was trying to tell you guys...
Start from the beginning, Patrick. What can we do for you, sir?
I'm just trying to help you guys out.
Are you that guy with the potty mouth that we had to put on hold?
No.
I didn't want to talk to this guy again. I'm going to put him back on hold. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, were you put on hold, sir?
Yeah.
Why'd they put you on hold?
I have no idea.
Did you say something to them?
No.
Did you piss them off?
No.
What is your name?
Patrick.
Have you been on the air?
Not that I know of.
It says on my computer screen you want to talk about Jimmy. Jimmy who?
What? Who's Jimmy?
This is the guy that said whiz.
But it says here on my screen, this says he wants to talk about Jimmy. Who is Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't know who Jimmy is.
All right, where are you calling them from?
Maryland.
All right, I'm going to put you through.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Patrick.
Where are you from, Patrick?
Maryland.
Too muck and fudge.
Let me guess. You want to talk about whizzing with your Jimmy.
No.
Of course you do, Patrick.
Hello?
Why do you call it a Jimmy, Patrick? Come on, tell us why you call it a Jimmy. Please.
Jimmy.
Oh, come on. You know, we have a new winner. I know we said that we had already had the winner for the dumbest caller of the day.
That's right.
But this is a stunning upset. This guy, Phil, is the new winner as the dumbest caller of the day.
Way to go, Patrick.
Patrick. I'm sorry, I called him Phil.
Phil?
Phil? Phil Connor? All right, goodbye now.
Thanks for calling the show.
You guys rule!
Right on. Thank you.
And he's happy.
Still loves you. Goodbye.
He's happy.
I bet he still doesn't know he was on the air.
No.
Still doesn't know.
He's just holding on to his Jimmy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City, and I went to New York City public school, and while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation, and the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Yeah. I don't remember.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop.
Hit him so hard it knocked the
feces
out of him.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Paranoia.
the groovy.
Step into my office.
What?
Because you're freaking fired.
I got no more use for this guy.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lot to lose.
Can't stop the run. You can't stop the run. Can't stop the run. You can't stop the run. Can't stop the run. You can't stop the run.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, and no. Here they are.
God, what a day. Can't they take a break?
The guys that are holding up a press release.
And they're doing it in a taunting way.
Guys.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Timmy's email, Captain, and all the ships at sea. Hey, they be the white bee. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Whatever I can. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Tuesday. December 10th. Phone number, same as yesterday, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
And Lisa's here.
Hey, we're all here. Well, Joe's not here.
No. If Joe was here, we'd all be in here right now.
We'd all be in here right now.
We're not all in here right now. Next time,
yeah. We'll be here now.
Maybe next time. Hi. Well, we have the job.
Yes, we do. We have the job. I'm telling everyone. I met a lady in the mall today that was very happy about it.
We have the job.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the latest. I will not bore you with the behind-the-scenes rhetoric.
There's no need, because we'd work ourselves up into a veritable frenzy.
We have a job. We have signed a contract extension with Infinity Broadcasting.
Good.
Yet we have been told, even though we've announced it to you here on the radio.
Right here now in control, gentlemen.
Even though we signed it Friday, and we announced it on Monday, they're not going to put out a press release until tomorrow at the earliest.
At the earliest.
At the earliest tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So why? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of making us look dumb in some circles.
Uh-huh. But it's
in
a great press release, though.
In insider radio circles.
Yeah, because
it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Because you know, it's like you go like to the radio and records site, and rumor has it that you know Don and Mike have signed.
Right.
You know, there's some of them that they'll escort you to the hospital, but you know, if you think they're going to do that, I wouldn't go there.
All right, now here's one where they wouldn't follow you to the hospital, Mike. How about this? You have an empty inhaler, and you tell the cop you've just had an asthma attack, and you're running home because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Now that's
it's the ultimate,
pretty good.
That would seem to me to be the ultimate bluff, and you know, how can any cop go against that? Because I mean. The alternative, what, he either doesn't get to give you a speeding ticket, or what's the alternative? You turn blue and die at his feet?
Here is...
I know cops. Friends of mine that would probably say, yeah, okay, let him go.
Here's one that I've thought about using. I was chasing a truck that rocks were coming off the back of the truck, and the guy was a hazard. I was going fast to try to get his license number.
Well, if the guy that sent...
I love that.
Takes it a step further. He has like a crack in his windshield. So he tells the cops, "You see that crack in my windshield? I was trying to catch up with the truck that just kicked up the rock and cracked my windshield."
You know, I feel the same way whenever we have Alex on the show. That these are wonderful, but I kind of wish that we were just listening to him in a bar somewhere.
Now, here are some that are just for women and some that are just for men, which are fantastic. For a woman, I just fell down the stairs. I think my breast implant is leaking.
Now, that's a great one. I think the greatest one, though, that we had the last time, and I've known people that have used this, is the menstruating one,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that one's definitely. And as a matter of fact, there were two cops who sent that in themselves and said if they ever stop a woman who, you know, tells them, you know, I'm so sorry, officer, but, you know, my cycle started early, and I normally carry a spare box of tampons. Actually, it's really good if you have an empty box of tampons. So you pull this thing out of the glove box and show it to the cop and say, I normally keep a spare box of tampons in the car, and look, it's empty. I you know, I'm so sorry.
Now, here you go. Here's one for men or women. Hmm. Now, who would have the guts to say this? I'm bleeding rectally. I'm heading for the doctor, and then offer to show the cop.
And what's really sick is it was a guy who sent that one in.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, I've actually used that one, but it wasn't faking it.
Now, right. here's one for women. I'm bleeding. I think I'm having a miscarriage.
Yeah, now, if you're a younger woman, that one's definitely... Now, but that one runs the risk.
Right.
That one does kind of run the risk of getting you followed to the hospital.
All right, now...
Yeah, boy, are you in trouble if they find out.
Well, you know, it's funny, because of the people who said, yeah, the cop actually did follow me to the hospital, that the cops follow them to, like the registration, like where they go into the emergency room, and then they let them go from there.
Right. All right, now, here's one that I don't know if you would think that this would work. Apparently, it has worked for someone. My dog's at the pound... And the dog is about to be zapped.
Well, here's the story behind that. The guy that used that one, evidently their dog, Boomer, as he referred to him, had been missing for like a week. And, you know, the kids were all, you know, distraught over it. And it turns out that one of their friends was down at the pound looking for a dog to adopt. And it turns out that they saw their dog down there. And so he got a call from his wife and said, you know, it turns out that our dog's down at the pound. Well, he's scheduled to be put down today. And, you know, I needed to get down there and pick him up as soon as possible. And, you know, it definitely worked for him.
So a lot of these come out of true situations.
Right? Most of these are, I mean, I would say that 95% of these all happen to people at least once.
Wow. Here's another one. How'd
and
you
then
say...
they just keep reusing them after
that. How do you say this to a cop? You're doing 75. Officer, I just got treated for genital warts.
Oh, I love this one.
I'm hurrying to the drugstore to get cream to cool them down, and then you're supposed to have a brochure with you about genital warts to show the cop.
Well, that was this guy, he just got treated, and so he literally had just come from the clinic, and the doctor had given him, the brochure, you know, and the prescription to go to the drugstore to get this cream and so on and so forth, and he, like, goes to show it to the cop, and he's like, the cop didn't even want to touch it.
That's funny.
Get out of here.
Now, here's one that I think for a woman might work. My husband... is cheating on me. I found my husband cheating.
Yeah, and the story that she did on that one, just to kind of add to it, was that, you know, she got off work a little early and she just came home and she found her husband, you know, in their bedroom with another woman. And she was just completely... And, you know, women can do this. Guys can't really get away with this so much, but women can they know how to get hysterical.
Mm-hmm. All right, but now... they can really turn on the waterworks.
Yeah, they really can. And if you do that, there's just no way a cop's going to write you a ticket.
Here's one more from the other side, from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. They say, my girlfriend just told me she's pregnant. Her dad will kill me.
Yeah, now that works if you're a young guy.
You're a young guy. Now, what about the last one I'll give you is... And now it says, missing tooth?
God.
Keep spare in car. Tell cop you sneezed and knocked it out on the steering wheel, and you're rushing home to get ice on it.
This is for all your toothless listeners out there.
How you doing?
So you got to give me a break. I'd really appreciate ye. So that one actually worked.
That was a guy, swear to God. That was so funny. Yeah, I guess he's missing a tooth or two. But he told the cop, he said, you know, I was told that if I got this tooth on ice, you know, before it, like, went dead, that they could actually save it and put it back in.
Wow. All right, and Alex, they're screaming at me to do a break, but I'm seeing here the last thing I want to mention. If you dress as a priest, you will not get a ticket. Also, if you carry a stethoscope and have a white lab coat in your car,
yep,
doctors and nurses never get tickets. Is that true?
That is definitely true. In fact, the are we going to come back after the break, or are we wrapping up?
No, we're done.
We're
running low today, short time.
The story behind that is he was a traveling salesman and for a pharmaceutical company, and he got so many tickets that he finally decided to get this whole priest's outfit. And every time he'd go out driving on a sales call, he'd dress up as a priest. He got a Bible in the back seat and a God is my co-pilot.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And his final comment was, he says, He says, I don't know what it's going to do for me when I get to the pearly gates, but it sure has cleaned up my driving record.
That's fantastic. Alex, we want to have you back on when we have more time. You go to cleandrivingrecord.com.
Yep, and now if your listeners mention your show, they get this cheat sheet. When they get both of my books, the Beat the Cops and the Speeding Excuses to Work, they get this Speeding Excuses cheat sheet free along with their books, but they got to mention your show.
And call 1-800-3-CAN-WIN. Alex Carroll. Alex, we'll have you on in the first part of the new year. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, guys, take it easy.
All right, bye-bye.
That is some fun stuff. And we could talk to him for 3 hours.
Fascinating.
He really is a funny guy.
And a lot of them are real easy ones. Like, think about this one. Carry water bottle. Dump water in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the cop you have bladder problems.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, it's amazing.
Beautiful. It might just work.
And the thing is, he said, 90% of these come out of real legitimate circumstances that happened, mm-hmm. and then the people just continue to use them.
Now, thank you, Alex Carroll. That's cleandrivingrecord.com. I wish we had more time with him. We don't. We do have a digital camcorder to give away.
All right.
Give a caller 100 the shot of that right now. But only if you've been listening to the whole show today.
Every bit.
I'll tell you specifically, I'm going to ask a question about the Dennis Murphy segment.
Uh-huh.
And if you've been listening to the whole show and you think you know what was going on, call now. Call 1-800-877-365-3636. Answer the simple question. Win the camcorder from Best Buy and the Bill O'Reilly Christmas montage straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.